Joining us live tonight here on News Nation is Martin Luther King III, son of the Civil Rights Activist. Sir, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I'm honored to talk to you. Thanks for giving us a minute.
Thank you.
Question number one, what do you think your father would think of the current state of our country right now?
So I think my father would be greatly disappointed in the fact that we have allowed ourselves to become a divided state of America, not a United States of America. He'd be very disappointed in the kind of leadership that President Trump has provided, but he would be grateful that Americans came together and 81 million people voted for new leadership to elect a President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris that says the nation will go in a different direction. Because we must become a nation of ideas where we learn how to disagree without being disagreeable. Throughout his life, I think Dad showed us how we could do that. And unfortunately, we are at each other's necks right now. And this is a critical juncture. But new leadership is going to move us in a direction that is dramatically different to create a more, common union, if you will.
And sir, much like your father, I know you care deeply about the issues of poverty in America and income inequality. And those issues were certainly laid bare by what we've seen in the past 10, 11 months as this pandemic has ripped through the country.
No question. When we think about the fact of where millions and millions of people are, and my father wanted to eradicate what he called the triple evils of poverty, racism, and he said militarism. I've sort of changed that to violence. Well, if we look at those triple evils, they are huge. Some would say that in relationship to poverty, yes, we talk about 40 or 45 million people, but some would say well over 100 million people. We've got to do better than that in the wealthiest land on the planet. When it comes to racism, we see where we are. We're at each other's necks. That has got to change, and it's going to. And finally, in relationship to violence, violence is at epidemic levels. But until we begin to treat each other with dignity and respect, and like we are real, like we're human beings, we're not going to address these issues. But it takes us coming together. No one can address it alone, but collectively, we can make it happen.
Your sister tweeted out something interesting today that I wanted to get your reaction to. She says, please don't act like everyone loved my father. He was assassinated. A 1967 poll reflected that he was one of the most hated men in America, most hated. Many who quote him now and evoke him to deter justice today would likely hate and may already hate the authentic King. A lot of chatter on social media today about people evoking your father's words, but not necessarily living up to them. Any reaction to that?
Well, yeah, that certainly always has been the case. And part of what our responsibility is to interpret the true meaning of what my dad said so that generations yet unborn can, in fact, understand it. Because everybody takes a little piece of Martin Luther King and tries to apply it to themselves. And oftentimes, what they're saying is not anywhere near in the vicinity of what he was saying. So we must authentically interpret Martin Luther King Jr. for those who do not understand.
It's no secret that black voters saved and propelled and elected Joe Biden. Certainly, Kamala Harris later this week makes history, first vice president of color that we've ever had. What can and should this administration do for people of color in America? What kind of agenda should they have?
Well, first of all, we in Georgia were able to deliver for the first time in the history of our country, a black United States Senator, Reverend Warfield Warner, the pastor of Ebenezer Church. He's pastor where my father was co-pastor. Secondly, the first Jewish American senator, John Ossoff. As a result, the Democrats will have a majority. One of the first things that can be done in the House, the George Floyd Policing Act was passed. It was not allowed to be passed in the Senate by Mitch McConnell. Now, because the Democrats have a majority and because Georgia delivered for that majority, that's one of the bills that can be passed, along with the John Lewis Voter Registration Restoration Act, along with some responsible gun legislation. Just some of the things, and there will be many more, because there is a majority, and that is because people, blacks and whites and Jewish people and Latino and Hispanic and Asian Americans came out in Georgia and voted and made history and changed the trajectory so that the president-elect and the vice president-elect can forge that agenda.
And when you look back at the Obama presidency and the vice presidency of Kamala Harris that's about to start in a few days, what message do you hope that gives to the public about the moral arc that your father so famously talked about the universe? What message should the country get from those two figures?
Well, first of all, the country has been electing white presidents for years, so that's not anything new. But the history is that we elected for the first time a black woman and a Southeast Asian woman. That is huge, because the whole world is looking at us, and certainly little black girls all over the nation are looking and inspired because of the projected leadership of Kamala Harris. But the fact that the president-elect has chosen a diverse cabinet, and the policies that are going to be impacted are going to impact communities across the board, whether it's first addressing the pandemic, secondly creating a jobs program so that people can take care of themselves and their families. Again, you know, police brutality and misconduct, addressing it for once and for all. All of those kind of things are the kind of things that we expect out of this administration.
Sounds like you're hopeful right now, despite what we've seen.
No question. Although we are very divided, I am very hopeful. And I think we all should begin with hope. But it does not mean that it's going to be easy. It does not mean that it's going to be quick. It is going to take time for this nation to heal from this divide.
Sir, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes, and I sincerely appreciate it. And thank you for everything that you have done and continue to do to carry on your father's legacy and, quite frankly, establish your own.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back with more after this.